And one of the greatest governmental delusions of all time was something that happened in the early days of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, as we now know and are well aware of their behaviors from Katrina. Here's their first big public announcement. They would propose, and they actually there were about six volumes written on this, a crisis relocation plan that was dependent upon the United States having 3 to 4 days warning that the Soviets were going to attack us. So the goal was to evacuate the target cities. We would move people out of the target cities into the countryside. And I'm telling you, I actually testified at the Senate about the absolute ludicrous idea that we would actually evacuate and actually have 3 or 4 days warning, which is completely off the wall. Turns out that they had another idea behind it. Even though this is, they're telling the public it's to save us, the idea was that we would force the Soviets to retarget their nuclear weapons, very expensive, and potentially double their arsenal to not only take out the original site, but take out sites where people were going. This was what apparently, as it turns out, was behind all this. It was just really, really frightening. The main point here is we were dealing with a complete disconnect from reality. The civil defense programs were disconnected from the reality of what we'd see in an all-out nuclear war. So organizations like Physicians for Social Responsibility around 1979 started saying this a lot publicly. They would do a bombing run. They'd go to your city and they'd say, here's a map of your city, here's what's going to happen if we get a nuclear hit. So no possibility of medical response to or meaningful preparedness for all-out nuclear war. So we had to prevent nuclear war if we expected to survive. This disconnect was never actually resolved.